Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. What do you say we take about a 5-minute break from this awesome music here, Western Swing and other things, and talk about the outdoors? I thought today a little fishing talk might be in order. You know, I write a newspaper column it's a syndicated outdoor hunting and fishing column. It runs in 46 newspapers, most of them in Texas now. Been doing this column for many, many years. And the subjects really are varied. But I wrote a column this past week based on a fishing trip. The fishing trip actually prompted the column. I was down at Lake Fork fishing with a good friend of mine, Stubby Stubblefield. Stubby makes a catfish bait. We've had him as a guest before. Stubby's cheese bait. And he's a great fisherman for all kinds of species, but he loves to catch the catfish on his bait there. But I did a newspaper article, and while I was out there on the water with Stubby, he has a Garmin Live Scope, Panoptics Live Scope, it's called, by Garmin. And it is cutting-edge fishing sonar, folks. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. Chances are really good you haven't. They've only been on the market, I think, a little over a year now. But they are absolutely awesome. We just call it the Garmin Live Scope. But you can actually see in real time the fish swimming around under the boat. For an old fisherman like me, it's just shockingly amazing to see this. But when Stubby turned that thing on, we were fishing over a catfish baited hole, and we would have caught the catfish with or without the Garmin Live Scope. I mean, they were coming to this hole, but where it's really great is for finding crappie or finding new concentrations of fish. In other words, we were baiting over a spot where we knew there'd be catfish, but it worked out good as a testing grounds to show me. He turned the scope on, and we'd bait we were using the trapper hooks, and we'd bait those up, the treble hook number 4, and you could see that bait going down. And then Stubby said, look at this, and you could actually see, looked like the first time 6 or 8 catfish following the bait down as it went down in the water column. It was just unbelievable. And then the bait was stationary for a minute, and the fishing, the bite was red hot. I mean, they were there, the catfish were. But he said, look at this one, take your bait. Set the hook, Luke. He saw, and I saw, the fish take the bait on near the bottom. I was about a foot off the bottom. And instant he said that, I felt a pressure on my line. I jerked back and set the hook on about a 2-pound channel cat. Well, that's the way the morning went. I honestly couldn't concentrate on fishing for watching the fish on this live scope. But my newspaper column, which we're going to post right here with this show, you know, you can always go to hppr.org and click on features and then go right to Outdoors with Luke Clayton, and I want you to read this column. But I wrote it about from all the days back in my fishing career. My dad and I would use an old window weight. I don't know if many of you probably don't even know what that is, but it's just a long piece of iron window weight with a string, a cord on it. We'd drop it down. We had it marked in 3-foot intervals. That's how we knew how deep the water was back in the day. Then the flashing units, then the LCD graphs. Then the paper, the X16. As an old writer, I fish with guides that's used all this equipment, and it all led up to what Garmin has right now. This live scope. It's unbelievable. If you've never seen one, you can look online. Just look up Garmin. Look under Garmin products, and there's pictures and videos and everything else to show you how these things work. Will every fisherman have one on their boat? I think they will. I think in the very near future, they'll be as common as the old flashing units used to be years ago. It's that revolutionized, you know, from what we're all used to. Folks, we're out of time. Tune in next week. We'll have some more fun.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.